Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hypertribe, of which this is a production of. And I'm really excited to bring you this new mini-series called Insider Series. So this series may or may not get me into a bit of trouble, but I wanted to expose some of the key issues that were happening within the music industry that I believe need to be talked about, as well as some tips and tricks that I've personally used to give any artist a shortcut to becoming their own boss of their career. So just a little bit about me and why I may be qualified to talk about this topic. My first ever experience within the music industry was actually writing fan mail for Simon Cowell. But after that, I was involved with management, startups, music tech, running events, and I also currently still run a music studio. My experience spans over about 10 years in music and a little further, so I've seen a few things and know a little bit about some of the bad mistakes and also the good ones that I wanted to teach anyone to help them avoid these pitfalls. Within this mini series, I really wanted it to be quite candid, and I do want to hear from this series what you like and what you don't like. So to start off the series with three unconventional books that you will probably never hear anyone in the music industry or in music recommend to an artist. But trust me, these books will change your life. I'm not a big reader, I'm gonna admit that, but I love listening to audiobooks. And so I would say if you're in the same position, just plug an audiobook in, listen to it on times two so you can get through it in like half the time, and you'll be through it before you know it. But these are so essential to understanding how to run your music business. When I say music business, I don't just mean management, I mean artists too. You should be running as an artist entrepreneur. So let's get into the books. These are business books, but if you want to be your own boss and run your own business, these three books are going to cut your time and energy and mindset to get you there. So the first book that I want to talk about is The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. The concept of the book in a very short snippet is threefold: build, measure, and learn. Now, every single startup probably heard of this book, but I'm going to translate it to you in context of being an artist entrepreneur. Number one, you build. So to build, it means build your product, and your product as an artist is a single or album or EP, whatever it is. Number two, you measure. So you have to see the kind of feedback and response that you are getting. And most importantly, what type of person are they? Or, you know, don't look at the numbers, look at the kind of qualitative data that you can really get out of that. Do they like to go to the cinema? Do they like to go to fitness places? Because if that's the case, you want to be marketing all your music within those fitness places. And then you learn. That's number three. That's step number three, is to learn. And at this point, you really want to be removing anything that isn't working and bringing everything that is working forward. And then the cycle continues and you build. So that's a lot of information. So I'm going to put it in context of an example, because I really learn quite well from examples. I'm an artist. I build a product. I build a single. I'm looking to release an album. I put a single out. I have 100 people that I am seeing their reaction to. I do a little paid campaign and it reaches 100 people. Out of those 100 people, there are 5 people that listen to the song. Those 5 people all have in common that they hang out in one particular bar. I then realize that's where I need to learn and market my product. So then I'll go to that bar, market my product, and have it playing on repeat there. I mean, this is a very over-exaggerated explanation, but it's important that you understand the concept. You are finding more of those 5 people that you have identified that are engaging with you. You're finding the key traits that link them all together to be able to market better. And this is exactly what every single brand does. Take anything that's not working, get rid of it quickly. It's also called sprinting, and there is a whole other book which is not on this list today, but it's called Sprint, where you are literally looking at the product, deciding which bits are working, get rid of whatever's not, moving forward, testing it again, get rid of everything that's not working, and eventually you'll get down to this really refined, polished product, which you can then go to market with. In the case of an artist, you'll have different albums, different singles, and so on, but you will have a general consensus of what your audience is or who your audience is. And this build, measure, learn cycle is something that you really want to take into account. Now, the second book feeds right back into that measure section. And that second book is called The Mom Test, and that's spelled M-O-M by Rob Fitzpatrick. This book is all about testing and getting some good feedback. Not just what your mom would say, which is where the title comes from. As an example, if you had an idea about a new concept that you really wanted to share, and you went to your friends and your family, you said, look, I've got this incredible idea, what do you think? If they're supportive, they'll probably say something along the lines of, yeah, sounds like a great idea. But really, that's not how people in the real world would respond. The most common time that I've seen this happen is when an artist is on stage and they come off from being on stage and they go right to their friends and family, and their friends and family go, oh yeah, you did really well, well done, yeah, really enjoyed that. When really the rest of the room didn't really respond, and it was like a kind of lame clap towards the end of their performance. This is where you're seeking out really bad feedback, because you're not listening to the critics. You should be thinking in your head, what can I do better? Where can I go right? Yes, of course, you can celebrate some successes, but the Mom Test teaches you all the strategies about how to really test with real people that are going to give you some really good feedback to get better. By all means, if you want to stay in your comfort zone, then go ahead. But if you want to really reach out and expand, and that can be a really, really scary step, but it will be worth it. We've all been through that. I've been through that. I'm constantly going through that. But the point is that you build, you measure, and you learn. Now, the last book is called New Power. And the front cover of New Power says, why outsiders are winning, institutions are failing, and how the rest of us can keep up in an age of mass participation. And I hope that you've clocked by now, the reason why I would really recommend New Power is not only because it's just an awesome concept, an awesome book, but because that word participation. Participation is something that artists should always be thinking about. You always have a fan base, but you have a ranked way in which people are engaging with you. You have those advocates all the way through to people that will probably be on the edge of your community and may or may not be involved with what you're doing or might pop in every now and again. You need to distinguish between those two. It's really important. New power operates differently to old power. Old power works like a currency. It is held by a few. Once gained, it is jealously guarded, and the powerful have a substantial store of it to spend. It is closed, inaccessible, and leader-driven. So old power, as an example, is a bit like the labels, the music labels out there, where you have a particular gatekeeper. They have such a big dominance over the market. There's three major labels. And with their dominance, they also have capital. So there's particular old power that they have. It's very kind of top down. If you know the top person saying X, Y, and Z, then everyone follows suit. New power operates differently. So new power is like a current. It is made by many. It is open, participatory, and peer driven. Like water or electricity, it is most forceful when it surges. The goal with new power is not to hoard it, but to channel it. And these are the influential people within your community and your whole community as well that are really driving influence. That's why you get people that come through the charts that are potentially unsigned. Let's take Macklemore, for example. Like, his new power of being able to build that fan base and gain momentum so much that he can choose what he is doing is all about community. As an artist, you'll be looking at your fan base within this new vision of new power. And the whole book talks all about the different strategies that different businesses have used to create that new power. And I think that it can really be applied to artists as well and their fan bases. There's one particular section, which is the participation scale. So new power gains its force from people people's growing capacity and desire to go far beyond the passive consumption of ideas and goods. There's six steps to this. So you have consumption, sharing, shaping, funding, producing, and co-owning. Consumption is the bare minimum of participation that will happen within your community and your fan base. And co-owning is a very intense side. So co-owning the artist or co-owning your artistry. So that pretty much summarizes New Power. And I think the ideas behind these three books should all be melded together. The first one that you have, The Lean Startup, is about building, measuring, and then learning. The Mum Test feeds into the measuring side. So how do you measure? Measure accurately. And measure with people that are your actual customers, not just your friends and family. And then the last thing is New Power. So how do you really help with that participation and that measurement now that you've learned who those people are? How do you help them into a stage where they can really participate and advocate for you? The reason why it's important to head to advocates is because they will promote not only your brand, but they'll also produce finance for you, and they will also be your number one cheerleaders whenever they think about opportunity. And that's the type of person that you really want to have in your community. So that's the end of episode one of series two of this Insider series. We've got a lot of stuff going on over at Hypertribe anyway, so if you want to check that out, do head over to www.hypertribe.io. We're launching our first incubator in August, so make sure you sign up before that. It's going to be a step-by-step program to get you from zero to a whole professional portfolio. They're simple steps that I've managed to break down and also get industry experts involved with to help you get to a professional artist. I've been your host, Kimmy Dixon. I'm also the founder of Hypertribe, of which this Plugged Into episode is a production of. And until next time, I hope that's been helpful, and take care and stay safe.